It was an accident, a stupid accident caused by stupid drunkenness. And it was all the fans' fault anyway. They had no business letting me do it. And it was an accident. I know it was. I wasn't feeling that sorry for myself. The city was still alive with lights. A big Roman candle burst with brilliant pinpoints of yellows and greens against the starry skies. The view was pleasant as I floated down the side of the hotel. It seemed to take a long time to get to the bottom. Chapter 2. The big surprise was that I could be surprised, that I could be anything, that I could be. I was, but I wasn't. I thought I could see, but there was only a bright uniform metallic color of bronze. Sometimes there were faint sounds, but they didn't mean anything. And when I looked down, I couldn't see myself. When I tried to move, nothing happened. It felt as if I had moved. My muscles sent the right position signals, but nothing happened, nothing at all. I couldn't touch anything, not even myself. I couldn't feel anything, or see anything, or sense anything except my own posture. I knew when I was sitting, or standing, or walking, or running, or doubled up like a contortionist, but I felt nothing at all. I screamed. I could hear the scream, and I shouted for help. Nothing answered. Dead. I had to be dead. But dead men don't think.